Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's a motto?
Nothing. What's a motto with you? Those two words will solve all your problems.
That's right. Take Pumbaa here, for example.
Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks. He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
And oh, the shame.
He was a shame.
So it changed my name.
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted.
Well, how did you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumbaa, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your day.
Yeah, sing it, kid.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Welcome to our humble home. We live here?
We live wherever we want.
Yep. Home is where your rump rests.
It's beautiful.
I'm starved.
I'm so hungry I could eat a whole zebra.
We're fresh out of zebra.
Any antelope?
Nah.
Hippo?
Nope. Kid, look, if you're gonna live with us, you're gonna have to eat like us. Hey, this looks like a good spot to rustle up some grub.
Ew, what's that?
A grub. What does it look like?
Ew, gross.
Tastes like chicken.
Slimy yet satisfying.
These are rare delicacies. Pecans with a very pleasant crunch.
You'll learn to love them.
I'm telling you, kid, this is the great life. No rules, no responsibilities. Ooh, the little greenfield kind. And best of all, no worries. Well, kid?
Oh, well. Hakuna Matata. Slimy yet satisfying.
That's it.
The rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
So, that was Blackjack with Hakuna Matata.
I thought it was awesome. Again, he's great with voices. He knows how to perform a song. I thought you sang this pretty well, too. I really like this. Good job, Blackjack.
Nani.
Oh, I really, 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 really like this. I thought, like, your voices were really awesome. Like, the conversations are really cool and stuff. And I like the different, you tried to work with, like, differentiation of voices and stuff. And I thought that you did that really well. The singing wasn't all there all the time. But because your performance is so freaking strong, I don't really think I minded that at all. So, good job.
Yeah, I really liked your energy on this because it's always awesome. I loved your different voices. I thought your singing was pretty good. Like, these three songs that you did tonight, I honestly think are, like, some of the better songs that you've done this season. And, the... We're laughing the only
at the chat.
That I really had a problem with the singing was your Simba parts were, like, definitely too high for you. So you had some trouble with those, but I thought you did really well with all the other ones. And I think this is a good choice for you.
Yeah. I kind of pretty much agree with what they've said. I did like your voices. It got a little hard for me at times to tell Timon apart from the younger Simba, but that's, like, the main, like, differentiation thing I had an issue with. But, yeah, honestly, my favorite part of this whole song was when you came in and sang the line that adult Simba comes in and sings in the middle, because that's somewhere in the middle, there's the whole montage of them, like, dancing across a log or something, and Simba's growing up, and then he comes back in the middle of the song as grown-up Simba. And that was actually my favorite part from you, because your voice is just really strong and smooth, and I think you're really improving as a singer, because I know, like, rapping and speak singing is usually your thing. I think you're actually really improving as a singer, and I like that. Question?
What?
This is actually a question for Blackjack, but he's not here to answer it, but I guess he'll answer it later to listen or something.
I can be Blackjack.
Was that actually him that burped, though?
I really hope not, because that is disgusting.
I think it
was Rochelle.
Why are you going to drag Rochelle into this?
I'm just saying it sounded like Rochelle burp.
Oh, and I finally, for like the first time ever, because I don't know why, but I always had trouble understanding that part where like Timon and Pumbaa are going back and forth about like Pumbaa's backstory. I never could understand what they were saying and why they cut off, and then now I got it.
Wow.
You've made a breakthrough.
I'm special, okay? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So next up is Skywish, and her song is Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid.
Actually, it's Part of Your World Reprise.
Oh, the reprise, yes.
She specified it was the reprise. Because there's two of them in that movie.
I still call both of them Part of Your World.
Yeah.
Never.
It's one word shorter than adding the reprise to it, so yeah. It's more convenient.
All right, so here is Skywind.
Is he dead?
It's hard to say. Oh, I can't make out a heartbeat.
No, look! He's breathing! He's so beautiful. What would I give to live where you are? What would I pay to stay here beside you? What would I do to see you smiling at me? Where would we walk? Where would we run? If we could stay all day in the sun, just you and me, and I could be part of your world.
Eddie! Oh, you really delight in these sadistic strains on my blood pressure, don't you?
Rescued me. She was singing. She had the most beautiful voice.
Eric, I think you swallowed a bit too much seawater. Off we go. Wrong next.
We just gonna forget this whole thing ever happened. The Sea King will never know. You won't tell him. I won't tell him. I will stay in one piece.
I don't know when. I don't know how, but I know something's starting right now. Watch and you'll see. Someday I'll be part of your world.
And that was Skywish. Yeah.
Oh my.
Nani.
God.
You can go first.
Oh my gosh. Like, I don't know. Like, every time I hear you do, like, that ending part and stuff when you start belting, like, I get, like, chills and stuff like that. I got, like, 2 chills when I was listening to it because your high notes are just so, like, clear and, like, strong and, like, I don't know, like, they were really, really there. But, like, in the beginning, you had, like, that kind of softness and, like, that sweetness when you were doing, like, the, like, that wistful part when she's staring at him all creepy, like, and whatnot. So, like, I like the fact that you had, like, you know, you could go from, like, transition from, like, that softness and then do, like, this, you know, like, nice belt and everything and still be, like, really, like, within the character and really pretty with it. So, I don't know. I was a really big fan of this.
I thought this was really pretty. I loved when you started, like, the belting at the end. That was awesome. And your voice is so cute and pretty. And, oh my gosh. There were a few parts that I did hear, like, the nasal from being sick and all that. But I did think this was really, really pretty. Belting was my favorite part toward the end.
This is why you don't tell people you're sick, Skywish, because they will harp on it and say you're nasal.
Well,
she really was on the That's How You Know, though. I haven't really noticed it in either of the other 2 songs. But, okay, first thing, I'm really glad now that I didn't give you the original part of your world for my judge's choice, because that was one of the songs I was considering. And I was like, nah, I'll go with That's How You Know anyway, because that's, like, the one that I could picture your voice on better in my head. And I'm glad I did, because this is so much prettier. Okay, Nani, I blame you for this. Her speaking lines at the beginning had, like, mega reverb on them.
Okay,
they sounded kind of weird with the original voices.
Yeah, that was my bad. I realized that later and stuff. Because I should have done
that
on a separate track.
And, like, yeah, and I think the beginning of That's How You Know was that way as well, when she was just singing by herself for, like, the first line. But
yeah,
it's no big deal. It's just it was kind of clashed a bit on this one, because we went from, like, reverb on her to then no reverb on the characters, and it was just a little jarring.
So there's reverb on the entire line and stuff like that. You just don't hear backtrack.
Well, I know, because once the backtrack comes in, it just kind of, it's just on her speaking lines. We went from her with reverb to no reverb on the other characters, and it was a little weird. But, yeah. Can I just say, I love you on Ariel, Skywish, and you should do more, please. But yeah. Oh, and other thing that I wanted to just say. I totally agree with Eric, because he said in there that the girl singing to him had the most beautiful voice, and I absolutely agree with him on that 100%, because you have a gorgeous, gorgeous voice, and I love it to pieces, and I want to steal it like Ursula.
Because Audrey is Ursula, and we figured that out a few weeks ago.
Yes, I am.
Sounds about right.
This is really...
Well, first it was Melly, and now it's Audrey.
Oh.
Yes. I took over Melly's Ursula powers.
I'm glad somebody did.
But yeah, this is really gorgeous and beautiful, and yeah. I felt like the first half of it before the belting towards the end, I felt like the first part of it might could have used a little bit more build. And, like, build emotion-wise, but, honestly, I like your version better than the original. Because speaking of nasally, Jodie Benson is nasally a lot, and it annoys me. Even though I love her to pieces. But I love this, I love this, I like it better than the original, so, yes. You know something is good when people like it better than the original. And now, Dylan, you may go.
I was wondering why, when you think of Disney, you think of the reprise of Part of Your World. That's interesting to me.
Well, she explained it in her email. It was something to do with that being the iconic scene from this movie with her, like, lounging on the rock.
But she's on the rock.
Okay. That makes sense. For a finale, I think there wasn't very much singing in this for me. Like, I thought it was a weird finale song choice. But I think the last bit of this was the best singing and emotion combined that we've heard all finale. In a way, I see why you picked the song, but there wasn't that much singing. I guess Blackjack did a lot of talky stuff, but in this song, it was a lot of people talking. So I was not 100% on board with it. But I thought you sounded awesome on it.
Yeah, it was a bit of an odd choice, but it was really, really pretty.
Yeah.
Anyone else notice in that scene when she's on the rock how huge her head is?
You're so jealous.
Well, and then there's one there's one point in the original part of your world where she gets like giraffe neck for like 3 or 4 seconds.
I don't know. I just noticed her head's huge in that scene. She has a huge head and she looks anorexic.
Yeah, we go from criticizing Skywish to criticizing the animation in in The Little Mermaid.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So, last but not least, the last song, Wonderful World of Disney. And I think this is a good way to end, or like a good song to end with. Genesis singing When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh,
awesome.
So, here is Genesis.
When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this: they have the power to make a wish come true. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret love. Sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes of the secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star,
and that was Genesis. Yeah. I think I go first.
Yes, you do.
All right. Genesis, your vocals are, like, always so awesome. I think your vocals were really good on this. Only thing I had, like, a problem with was this was another slow song. And I did, again, get, like, kind of less interested toward the end, and the flow was just, like, consistent. And I wish you would have had a little more emotion in this. It kind of seemed like there were spots where you just kind of singing it. So that's what I had a problem with, but I thought your vocals were really good. You always have really good vocals. So, yeah. Audrey.
Okay. I thought this was definitely a good choice for the category for Disney Hallmarks, because it's like Disney actually uses it as like a trademark of themselves. So that's kind of, honestly, it's kind of the obvious choice, really. But I don't think this was the movie version. I thought the movie version was shorter. This sounded like it was adapted from like a fireworks show at one of the parks or something, like Wishes. Honestly, I think it was because it started with the When the Star is Born thing that I don't remember that being in the original version.
Yeah, the version of the movie is really short.
Yeah. So, honestly, I think this is... I do think it's, like, from Wishes. I don't know. You'll have to tell us. But, yeah. Another thing you'll have to tell us is, did you play the piano arrangements for these songs yourself? Because this is, like, the second song that you've had a piano track for, and then the other one was a cappella. So I wonder if you made the instrumentals yourself or what. Yeah. Your vocals on this were, like, amazing. Really. Like, seriously impressive. Again, I thought, you know, I mean, I'm not even going to say it because I know Dylan's about to, but I do, and I loved your emotion on this, but it just felt like your whole night has been lacking in energy.
Don't throw me under the bus. How do you know I was going to say that?
Because you've been saying it in the chat the whole time.
I just would have liked one performy song from you tonight. I think for finale, it's important to show a range. They were all slow songs, and there's nothing inherently wrong with slow songs, but I feel like you were relying so much on your voice, and you weren't performing, like, at all. And
yeah, like,
I was really bored by this, and I think if you had chosen to do a more fully orchestrated version of this, you could have gotten by singing it the way that you did. But there was really nothing to, like, if it's just one instrument, it's really important, in my opinion, to really own the song, because the piano wasn't that interesting in itself. It was just like, bang, 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 bang. And if you play the piano, that's not a knock at your piano playing, but like, it wasn't a very orchestrated version, so I really would have liked to hear more performance on it. But your voice sounded amazing on this. I think vocally, this was really impressive.
Nani! I kind of, like, I was distracted by the piano because I feel like the piano really inhibited, like, your performance on this. I also would have liked a little bit more emotion, or, like, just some sort of energy to this and everything. But, I mean, like, your piano, like, had this weird syncopation, but it was also kind of ballady. So it's like, are you going to be upbeat and fun, or are you going to be, like, you know, smooth and slow and everything? So I feel like your piano backtrack was a little bit confused, and that also kind of helped confuse your performance. And also, I feel like this would have been really, really awesome if you had done it as, like, an a cappella version or something, rather than, like, the Aristocats one and stuff. Because I feel like this one would have been really pretty. But, yeah, so that's all, I guess.
Yeah, okay. To kind of add to what Dylan was saying, I feel like what he was trying to say is that you're, and then kind of like what I said, your entire night, all your song choices for this were very one level, whereas everyone else was back and forth, you know, showing a range of abilities and variety, and yours were kind of lacking in that department.
Blackjack, you were just pretty all high energy.
Well, yeah, but like they were energy on a different level, and like with different levels of character voices and types of emotion, whereas most of his songs were very much the same kind of ballady emotion.
Right.
And the one that wasn't kind of still felt that way.
Alrighty. So those are all the songs.
We are going to go...
Oh my gosh.
We're going to go deliberate and score and stuff now.
Oh my gosh, this is scary.
This is...
All right.
Yeah.
So we are going to go put scores together, and then we will be back and tell you who the winner of Wonderful World of Disney is. Okay. So we will be right back. Well, we're back, everyone.
Yay!
Well, some of us are back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nani left.
Way to go, Nani.
She stormed off.
Nani.
Because she didn't like the results.
I'm angry about them.
Nani, right.
This is really impressive, you guys. Sorry, go ahead and talk about Nani.
Well, I was just going to say, one of my dreams was to see an English-speaking Ariel, so I was hoping you would do the intro for Part of Your World in English just before we go.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You should do it, Nani.
Yes. What would I give to live where you are? What would I pay to stay here beside you? What would I give to see you smiling at me? Is that good? Is that good?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
thank you.
Nani, I love you. You guys.
Saucy Twi'lek.
I'm not a werewolf.
The contestants are like, get to it already.
I know. We're towards
okay.
The end.
We are going to get to the results now. Okay.
Okay. So, with 4 people judging you and 3 songs each, there was a combined possible total of 60 points. Out of the 3 people that we have, there is a 10-point difference between the highest score and the lowest score.
Oh my dang.
Shut the front door.
Shut the front door, shut the back door, shut the kitchen door, shut all the doors. I don't know where that came from. Anyway! Okay. How do we want
to
do this?
Would you like to announce third, or should I?
You sound like Eeyore.
What?
Would you like to announce third, or should I?
Yes, master.
F you. It is 2:30 in the morning. Shut up.
Do it, do it, do it.
Okay, I'll just say it. In third place, with 41.5 out of 60, is Genesis.
Come on, clap, people.
It's just you and me, Audrey, apparently.
Yep.
All right.
In second place, with 47.5 out of 60 points, we have Black Jack Baby.
Sorry. All
right, Podjuet.
Sorry, I was trying to build suspense. Go ahead, say it. You put, in case I talked over it, I'm sorry.
No, you did talk over it. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say. They probably
no,
didn't
ahead.
Hear me.
They
no.
already heard. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I didn't really have anything else to say anyway. You go ahead.
Just announce who's second. I have nothing else to say. The suspense
okay.
has been ruined.
Well, gosh. Anyway, in second place with 47.5 out of 60 is Blackjack AV.
So that means first place with 51.5 out of 60 is Skywish!
Congratulations!
Yay,
Skywish!
I'm so excited. And this has been so much fun.
It has.
Yes.
We've been doing this since September. Oh my god.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been like giving them extensions and stuff like that, and giving 2 weeks for this, and 1 week for that, only that 1 week became 2 weeks, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this has been ongoing since September of last year.
So and you've been doing this show for 6 months?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
We devoted half a year of our lives to this, and so did these people. And that is really impressive, and for that we thank you.
I love all of you, especially the ones of you that didn't drop toward the end.
Yes. Especially the ones that didn't drop, period, jerks.
I love all of you guys, especially the ones that didn't say no to me in round one.
You weren't even in round one.
Thanks. All right, I don't love either of you. I'm glad this show's over.
You love Nani.
I do love Nani.
Yeah. Everybody loves Nani.
Not everybody. I've heard some things.
Oh, serious?
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Kick him in the shins.
You guys did an awesome job with the show.
Thank you.
And the contestants did an awesome job as well.
Yeah.
Everyone was awesome, and I was so pleased with this season, and
I was thoroughly impressed with the turnout and the just the people that we got to be on this show, and
especially since we started with 25.
I know.
I thought
the level of talent on this show has been consistently amazing and mind blowing.
And a lot of new talent.
Whole months.
Yeah, good. A ton of noobs on this show.
So many noobs. We brought in so many noobs. You should be thanking us.
Yeah, Dylan.
Yeah, thanks. They all have stuck around.
You're welcome.
Well, we brought
them in,
people,
and then
like
they got
pastor.
Chased off the show. They dropped the show and then left VH. Thanks. Except Musical Tastic. She's good people. This was a good finale, too. I had everybody in first on one of the rounds, personally. Yeah. I thought this was a really good finale.
Yeah.
It was a finale worthy of a six-month-long show.
Yeah.
And when there's another season, we will not make it 6 months.
Heck no. Please. This was madness.
Was it 6 months because Audrey likes to talk so much?
Probably.
My God.
What a jerk.
It was 6 months.
No, Audrey has gotten better. Okay?
I have.
She's gotten better,
I think.
She doesn't give really, really super long critiques.
Yeah,
like,
what was it,
10 minutes one time?
Yeah, like the first round she gave like a 10-minute critique.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, no.
The show, you've worked the kinks out of the show in 6 months.
Yeah.
So finally tuned machine now.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you everyone who has listened to the show and been on the show.
Thank you, Allison, for coming up with this show and asking me to judge with you.
Thank you for being my co-host, co-judge, whatever it's called. Yeah.
And thank you, Dylan and Nani, for getting on here in the middle of the night with us and judging.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You all are awesome.
I would like to thank Ashton Kutcher as well.
Why?
Because he's Ashton Kutcher.
You're not thinking Kesha?
Kesha knows how I feel about her.
Ew.
When people listen back, they should have a drinking game and take a shot every time someone says Kesha.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, they should.
They should brush their teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Oh my God. No, that's the drinking game. They have to take a shot of Jack every time we say Kesha.
Kesha, 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 Kesha.
Are you trying to kill the villain?
It's a long show. They'll sober up.
Oh my God. I'm gonna go get like a little bottle of something to like listen and stuff like that and see if
me
I don't get.
Me too, I am.
Audrey,
you're 19.
She's in home. Parents, right? I'm assuming that.
I am at home with my parents. I'm allowed to drink.
She's gonna put on that blue Twi'lek makeup and go down.
Oh my gosh.
So the Disney show ended with a 19-year-old saying she was gonna get plastered.
Yeah.
Because of you and your weird obsession with Kesha.
I didn't suggest that you drink. Don't pin it on me. I'm leaving this call now. I've had enough.
Hey, Nani suggested it, but you're the one that just keeps talking about it. So, for the reason this game is able to exist. Mister, I don't want to go by my own name.
Okay, I think we should end it on the drinking game note before this gets any further.
Yeah. I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Oh my god.
Dear Lord.
Nobody's listening anymore.
Yeah, they probably all quit listening.
They're too drunk to listen now.
They haven't been listening for the past 20 minutes.
Like Jack's choking on his own vomit somewhere.
Oh my god.
Alright. Well, again, thank you everybody for listening and taking part. And we will see you all next season, whenever that starts. And it will not be 6 months. Okay. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Magical day.
Wonderful. Magical. It's magical, not wonderful.
I'm saying magical.
Magical. That whole 2.5 hours was leading up to that, and you ruined it.
Oh my god.
Thank you for having me.
Magical day, everybody.
You as well.
This happy place. Welcome.